College, and the first year of ministry, of course, I was single, and I was interested in the opposite sex, I assure you. In fact, a couple came up while I was ministering in the church in Danville, Indiana, and they said, "Hey, we got this girl we want you to meet. Her name is Teresa. She's a church secretary in Florida, and she's coming home to the area, and she's pretty." I said, "Hey, sounds good to me." Well, they told Teresa, "Hey, we got this guy we want you to meet, but we want to warn you, he's looking for a wife." Teresa said, "Tell him to buy the rings, I'll be home tomorrow." So I did. Well, not really, it didn't happen quite that quickly. But during this whole process, my brother Tim asked me, "What in the world are you looking for in a woman? What are you looking for in a wife?" Because I had dated several and I'd broken up with several and, you know how that goes. "Hey, what are you looking for in a wife?" And I said, "Turn to Proverbs 31. So take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs 31 here this morning. And I read verse 10 and beyond, "A wife of noble character who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." And so I read the qualities of the kind of lady that I was looking for in a wife who would be the mother to my children one day. When I finished reading Proverbs 31, my brother scratched his head and he goes, "You'll never find anyone like that." Well, soon after I did, and I did marry Teresa, and I'm so blessed and thankful to have my wonderfully beautiful wife, and I praise God for her. But on this Mother's Day morning, I'd like to encourage you with this noble woman of Proverbs 31, qualities that many women here possess, and that all women should aspire unto. And here's a take-home thought for our message here today, and that is to honor women of excellence. Honor women of excellence. And Proverbs 31 speaks of the virtuous woman. She is an excellent wife, a wife of noble character, a wife of noble character who can find. You may say, "Well, what does that have to do with Mother's Day?" Well, the virtuous or noble woman is an excellent wife, and that will make her a good mother. In other words, a good mothering follows being an excellent wife. She is excellent in her character, in her characteristic behavior for which she's known and described. She's a woman of strength, and that includes moral, physical, and mental character, which all grows out of spiritual strength. So the first quality here is that of spiritual strength. That when it comes to the matter of all these other qualities of which we're going to speak here today, they are all the result of a woman who knows God. And so as we talk about this here today, I don't want you to think, "Well, I just got to work harder at this, and I got to work harder at that, and I got to do all of these things." You can't do it apart from Jesus. You need to surrender to Jesus because of what He did through His death, burial, and resurrection, and then come to Him in salvation through Jesus Christ. And as a result of surrendering to Him in that salvation, then you begin to walk by His power, His strength, the power of the Holy Spirit in you. But you can begin to walk in the strength, in His strength, you begin to develop these qualities of which we're going to discuss here today. So I just want to make that clear. We're not talking again about self-help and just doing better. It's a result of looking to the Lord. So we're going to look at these qualities of excellence here. And the first quality of supermom, if we could say, is godly character. So we'll come right back to that. Verses 11 and 12. Look at verse 11. "Her husband has full confidence in her, lacks nothing of value." Why? Because she's a woman of character. This frees the husband up to be the provider that he ought to be. Husband is the head of the home, according to Scripture, but he can trust his wife to manage matters while he is fulfilling his responsibilities. There's no lack. She's careful in her dealings around the home. She's a good shopper. She looks for the deals. She cuts coupons, or now she clips coupons through the app on her phone and so on, gets good deals. She also makes do with what she has. Verse 12, "She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She has her husband's and her family's best interest at heart. And it endures. It says all the days of her life. It's not just a one-shot deal. It's something that she's going to continue in and grow in throughout all her days. She respects her husband. We see this in verse 23, that he's respected. And there may be some, and maybe someone here say, well, I don't respect my husband. Well, my admonition to you, my encouragement to you is to say, hey, find something in your husband that earns respect or deserves respect, and just go to town on at least that. And don't focus on all the other things in which he may be struggling. And then pray for his growth in those matters. Ephesians 5:33 says, each of you must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. So take that to heart. And as we look at the whole matter of godly character, here's an excellent woman, a noble woman, who has just that. And she's honored for that. So I encourage you to continue to grow in that area. Another quality here is to give attention to the household. Attention to the household. And again, as I look at this, I shared with Teresa this morning, I said, man, I'm kind of concerned that this is kind of just a laundry list. But as we go through this text, these are things for which women can aspire unto. But also, hey, you see these qualities in your mom, man, or other women that are in the church and so on. Honor them, respect them for these things. In Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, it says, likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. People's opinion of God and his word are in part dependent upon what they observe in you and me. You live out these qualities so that your testimony points others to the Lord. And a good portion of this passage in Proverbs 31 talks about principles of homemaking. Verse 13, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She clothing the family appropriately is important to her. She wants them to be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. She's a good shopper. She may go to garage sales. I'm not saying every virtuous woman needs to be a garage saler. I'm just saying that's the kind of thing that a noble woman would do, so as to make sure that her family is cared for. Verse 14, she's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She provides good meals at a good price. She plans. She thinks ahead. She organizes in the home. Verse 15, she gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. Sleep isn't what she lives for. Sleep isn't what she lives for. She doesn't sit around, eat bonbons, and watch Dr. Phil all day. You see, it's not that the woman's place is in the home. It's that the woman's responsibility is the home. John MacArthur put it this way: the virtue is not in staying home, it's what you do when you're there. Isn't that good? You're going to give attention to your household and the homemaking responsibilities for which you have. And verse 16 says she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She's an economist. She's not merely a homemaker. That's a part of it, but she's an economist. She's an administrator. She's a business manager. She's intelligent. She even has a source of income. She sells wares out of her home. Verse 24, she makes linen garments and sells them, supplies the merchant ships with sashes. It's appropriate. 17, verse 17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She's a strong, self-disciplined woman. Verse 18, she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. She's highly motivated. Verse 19 It says, in her hand she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She's handy. She takes care of matters around the home and even beyond. Verse 29, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. She's highly motivated and she likes to get things done. Verse 21, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. Listen to this. Her family looks good. She has appropriate clothing for her family for the specific weather conditions and make sure that her family is taken care of in that way. Look at verse 22. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Not only does her family look good, she looks good. She doesn't go around in sweats and t-shirts all the time. She looks good. I'm not saying that's inappropriate. I mean, there's times for that, right? We like that. But she's not overdone, but she's modest. So gives attention to her household. And I think that's important, a quality that ought to be admired. Here's another quality, and that's a servant's heart. Verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. You know, family is important, and family should be first and foremost. It should be a primary, parents and husbands and wives, fathers, mothers should give primary attention to the family, but don't have tunnel vision. There are some families that are just so cloistered that they don't allow or give attention to anybody beyond the family. And I just want to encourage you, even based on here, she opens her arms to the poor, extends her hands to the needy. She looks for the needs of others and meets them as she is able. So she gives attention to those even around her. That's one thing I've appreciated about my wife, Teresa. She just keeps her eyes open. And yes, she makes sure that things are taken care of at home. But if she hears that someone needs a meal, oftentimes she'll say, hey, I'm going to prepare a meal. While she does that, she's making enough to feed us too. See, it's not just another meal for another family, but she thinks ahead. She plans, she organizes, she manages those things. And it's just such a blessing that she has such a heart for others. So there's that servant heart that's there. Servant heart seen in the family, but even beyond. Here's another quality, and that's a confident teacher. Verses 25 and 26, she's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Strength and dignity are qualities that influence. And yes, moms have a powerful influence. I just think of the influence that my mom has had on my life throughout my life. But as a child, she led me to Jesus. Under her teaching, I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior as a child. And she encouraged me in my walk with the Lord. I would come home from school and she'd be fixing dinner and I'd just sit on the countertop and she would just listen to me. I mean, you know, it's just such a blessing to have a mom with that kind of influence. And so I learned from mom, and I'm sure many of you have learned from your mothers, strength and dignity are qualities that influence. Look at verse 26. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She has wisdom and she instructs. Yes, the father, the husband should be the leader. He has the responsibility to teach. The mother applies and displays that, lives that out, continually teaching as well. You know, as we talk with the Aldriches even here this morning and the Blackfords and the Winter Eggs, if you remember, it was the text there in Deuteronomy 6 says, you need to take biblical principles into your life and live them out as you go along the way, as you lie down, as you get up, post them on the door frames of your house and so on. What's all that mean? You live what you believe. You don't just say, do as I say, not as I do. You put it into practice so as to, in part, not just receive the blessing yourself, but in part to pass it on to the next generation. They need to see the reality of Jesus in your life as you pass that on to the next generation, so that it becomes real to them as well. And so, you know, we have we see those kind of qualities in our moms, that it's not just, wow, that's great, but it's, hey, I want to be like mom. It's real to her and it needs to be real to me. So there's that kind of instruction. She's a confident teacher because she believes it, so much so that she puts it into practice. Here's another quality, and that's what we've been pointing to throughout this morning, and that is she's a loving mother. Verses 27 to 29. She watches over the affairs of her household, does not eat the bread of idleness. She pours herself into the lives of her kids for God. It's not just, I just want them to have a better life than I had or anything like that. I want them to know Jesus. And as they learn that, the scripture says, so that it may well go well with them and that they may live long lives. The idea there is abundant life. Abundant lives. Her children, verse 28, arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. And she pours herself into the lives of her kids. One day she will hear, Mom, you're blessed. You're the greatest. They will bless her. I call that a compensation for the blood, sweat, and tears that are often poured into our children. That one day, be encouraged, you will be blessed. And I'll tell you what, even if your kids never do that, even if your husband would never bless you, if you live the way God wants you to live, even according to this passage here, God will bless you. Be assured of that. God will bless you. Well, here's the final quality. It's in verses 30 and 31, and it's kind of a summarization here. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. Listen to this. She's a beautiful person. She's a beautiful person. As she puts into practice the qualities that bring honor and glory to God, it's just like, wow. Mom is awesome. So here's the encouragement here today, and that is honor the Proverbs 31 mom. Supermom. Honor the Proverbs 31 mom. She's a supermom. Amen? Amen. You know, that's the kind of woman that ought to be honored on this Mother's Day. And came across this video and just encouraged as this kind of pulls this all together. all of these qualities of which we've spoken here today concerning mothers point to Jesus. They point to Jesus. He feeds us. He nourishes us. He cares for us through His Word, through His presence, through His power. And so as you think about these qualities, look unto Jesus, the author, perfecter of our faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for these qualities that are set forth.